All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Nearly Christmas, but not quite. And we've got UVA legendary guard Barry Parkhill with us. And Jim Hobgood has questions.
Yes. Barry just has been a friend for decades. We'll leave it at that, you know.
Many decades.
From a coach's perspective, coaches always worry. If you're Tony Bennett right now, what are you worried about with this team, if anything?
Well, only again, making a semi-educated guess, I think the one thing you're going to think about is our kids have been in finals, and I'm sure they'll probably start, full-blown practices with all the team members either yesterday or today, but you can't get all the kids together at the same time because kids are taking finals during different times of the day. And that's a pretty big break, 13 days between games. And first game back, you're always worried about rust and where guys' heads are. But knowing Tony, I'm sure they've had a great scheduled practices where guys can stay in shape. But I think right now they're probably thinking about, we got a game coming up, and how will our guys react once the lights are on again? They're playing.
A lot of interest in basketball, but I'd be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity to congratulate George Gelnovech with the soccer team and a national title won yesterday. So speak to that and anything else going on within the athletic department of interest to our listeners.
Well, it's, George, that's his second national title. That's the seventh for our soccer program. Of course, Bruce Arena, one of the all-time great coaches of any sport ever, won five. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Steve Swanson, and our women's head soccer coach, who lost in the national championship game last Sunday. Our wrestling team is off to a really good start. We got into the top 10 before losing to Ohio State a couple weeks ago. So, we've got a great story to tell. And the spotlight now is on basketball, as it should be, but hopefully our winter sports will all compete and do well as they've done for many, many years.
And then we really get fired up in the spring with Dom Starcia, the lacrosse program, and, of course, Brian O'Connor, who's become a rock star over there in Charlottesville.
And, Jim, you got to throw in there Brian Boland, who's our men's tennis team, is always one of the one or two or three best programs in the country. Our women's team is now top five with an NCAA title last year. Both golf programs are very, very competitive. And Julie Myers, our women's team, made it to the Final Four last year in women's lacrosse. So, again, I can't leave out women's crew. They're always competing for a title as well.
Yeah, my partner here, of course, Frank, is a big tennis guy, and he points out that Coach Boland just reeled in maybe the number one recruit in the country recently to come to UVA and play tennis. So yeah, it looks like the success is going to continue to roll in that regard.
I have no doubts. We've just got the greatest group of coaches ever, and competing in one of the best leagues and being at one of the best institutions.
Funny,
doesn't hurt the cause.
Last thing from me, early in the season, Mike Jaminski was doing a TV broadcast, and he referenced the fact that he said that this Virginia team could possibly be better than last year's team, and I'm getting a sense that you may feel that that's possible as well.
People have mentioned that over the last several months. I am very hesitant. I hope everybody's right. I hope that's the case. Let's face it, guys, last year was a magical year, and you don't lose Joe Harris and an Akil Mitchell without having some challenges. But again, it's early. We're playing well. I really think we'll play better, but it's way too early to see if this team is better. I don't know of very many ACC teams in the history of the league that have won a regular season championship and the tournament championship in the same year.
Well, Barry, back before the season got started, I made the comment that I thought that this team was the deepest, most athletic team Virginia had had since back when I was in school with Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker, Ralph Sampson, Othell, and all those guys. I'm wondering, is the hesitancy to proclaim the possibility of repeating more a concern about maybe jinxing them, or is it just the built-in caution that surrounds most veteran Wahoos?
He's a former coach. They're all cautious. You know,
hey, at the end of the day, and listen, nobody loves this basketball team and coaching staff more than I do. They got to prove it, and they got a long way to go. We haven't even played a league game yet. We've got several months to go. They've got to step up and prove it.
All right, I'll buy that. All right, we have about a minute to go before we go to the bottom of our break here, and on the other side, we're going to have Chris Horn joining us to talk about recruiting. Barry, just final thoughts here as Tony Bennett gets the team ready to play Cleveland State Thursday night at JPJ, 7 o'clock. What is Tony trying to do in these last couple of days here to get the cobwebs out and get the players ready to go?
I'm sure it's business as usual, Frank. That would be my guess. And, you know, making sure guys are understanding what they're doing, making sure their head's in it. And the one advantage that you have, you know, one thing's coming off finals, but between now and when classes start in January, he's got their undivided attention. It's all basketball. There's no other distractions. Cleveland State, I know nothing about them, but they've had a lot of good teams over the years. We've got Harvard, who is preseason top 25. The Harvard game now is sold out, and everybody knows that Davidson's always a tough, well-coached team. So we've got three really good games that will, I think, really prepare us for our first league game, which I believe is January 3rd at Miami.
Yeah, it was tough back in the day. Barry was so focused on exams, it was hard to get him readjusted to think basketball again. You know, he just loved that exam period.
Well, I'm thankful that you were always able to find me at the library and take me to practice.
Enough said. But, Barry, Merry Christmas to you and Pat and family. We thank you for taking a few minutes to join us tonight.
Guys, it's always great to be with you and Frank and Hobbo and your families. Again, back at you with happy holidays and hope to see you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Look forward to it. All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. As Frank mentioned a few minutes ago, we got Chris Horn, our recruiting guru, joining us after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.